A main road between Phang Nga and Phuket was underwater yesterday morning following hours of heavy downpours. Phet Ka Sam Road linking Phang Nga's Takua Pa district to Phuket was under 40 to 50 centimetres of water. The area in front of the Bang Muang petrol station was flooded for about 800 metres. It became impassable to small cars. Emergency responders were deployed to send motorists to a bypass road, avoiding the flooded section. Nan police have shot dead a suspect in a gunfight as he attempted to retrieve buried drugs. Police say the local 24-year-old was killed while allegedly resisting arrest in Nan Noi district. Acting on a tip-off that the suspect would pick up hidden drugs, police staked out the spot until the man arrived on a motorcycle. After digging up a few bags near the roadside banana trees, police came out of hiding to arrest him. Police say the suspect opened fire on them with a sawed-off shotgun, and so officers returned fire and killed him. And a couple returning to Pitsanulok after buying a pickup truck loaded full of mangoes in Loi was led by a GPS app to a steep uphill route, causing the heavy pickup to slide backwards downhill and overturn. The couple weren't injured as they managed to jump out of the pickup while it was sliding backwards. When rescuers arrived at the scene, they found the couple waiting unharmed. The 35-year-old driver said he travelled to buy mangoes from Loi on Friday night and was travelling home yesterday to sell the mangoes. He said he wasn't familiar with the roads in Loi, so his wife checked the GPS map. Apparently it picked the fastest route, but it turned out to be a very steep uphill road that was impossible to pass. Sounds to me like there's a whole lot of mangoes on the side of the road somewhere near Pitsanulok. There's been mainly positive response to the news that the airports of Thailand have approved the construction of two new airports, one in Phuket and one in Chiang Mai. The director of the Thai Tourism Department says the decision is an important part of the support needed for ever-growing tourist arrivals. Yutasak Sapason says it's a good sign for the industry, which is a significant source of income for the country, saying that it will ease congestion in both locations. Two airports have been approved for construction, each costing 60 billion baht. Last year, Phuket International Airport welcomed 16.2 million passengers, whilst 9.9 million passengers passed through Chiang Mai's airport, according to the AOT. The new airport servicing Phuket won't actually be built on the island, but just north in the Phang Nga province. It'll serve Phang Nga, Krabi and Phuket. The Marine Ecology Division of the Marine Biological Centre has reported on research about coral bleaching in the areas around Phuket. The first stage of coral bleaching has been found in some areas around Koh Phayu, which is just north of the island, also Koh Mae Ton, Koh Iao and Koh Hay. In some areas in the seas where the research was conducted, the water temperature had been reaching 31 degrees Celsius. The report says that some corals have started to bleach since late April this year. The Marine and Coastal Research Development Institute have issued a warning to closely follow up on the phenomenon. The report says that some corals have lost between 5 and 10% saturation in colour. Most of the coral species affected are the Pyrites coral. And we're in the middle of a long weekend. Well, a long weekend interrupted by a workday tomorrow. Tuesday will be a public holiday around the country. Tuesday, May the 29th, is Wesaka Buddha Day. There are quite a number of important Buddhist holidays throughout the year, but the most significant is this Tuesday. The day commemorates three defining events in the life of Lord Buddha, which all, according to the stories, occurred on the full moon day of the sixth lunar month. This Tuesday, expect all immigration and district offices to be closed, along with most public service offices. Banks will be closed, but branches and shopping centres will be open. Alcohol sales are not allowed on the day, starting from midnight on Monday night for 24 hours. You can read more about that story at thetiger.com.